Hello, listeners. It's Ethan Meets here at an undisclosed location in Berlin, Germany. And today, on November 10th, 1938, I am conducting a special interview with a 30-year-old Jewish shopkeeper. So, Mr. Parker, do you mind saying a couple things before we begin?
I'm glad that you were able to interview me while I have no fear of getting captured. I'm thankful that I can speak my mind today with you.
Question 1. On February 27, 1933, the German Parliament building Reichstag was destroyed by a fire caused by Adolf Hitler. What is your opinion on this?
To think that he had this much power beforehand to burn a building made me think about my own shop. It is my only method of profit and is my only home. So what if he destroyed it? I felt paranoid as to what he can do to me because of the fact that I am Jewish.
By your tone, I can tell you're discriminated.
I was discriminated, and still am. People give me a certain look when they see me, as though I didn't belong with them. All I ever wanted was to be treated equally with them.
Question 2. How did you feel when Adolf Hitler announced himself as Führer, or Supreme Leader of Germany, 4 years ago?
I felt nervous and shivers started to crawl through my very bones. I was anticipating the moment prior to this, as Hitler was already Chancellor of Germany and the Nazis were overpowering the government. It was a political dictatorship.
Next question. The Nuremberg Laws of 1935 stated that anyone with 3 or 4 Jewish grandparents was considered a Jew, while people with 2 Jewish grandparents were considered a Mischling, half-breed. What does this mean? Some of our peers don't quite get this.
So by implementing these laws, more people could be classified as Jewish. And in effect, it means that more people would be arrested, starved, deprived, and killed.
That must have been very hard for you and your friends.
It truly was, and it was a clever act that was passed that hid this true meaning.
In the same year, 1,600 newspapers were closed down. How did you adapt to this?
I mean, I just stopped reading the news after that.
But why?
The legal newspapers that were left were all anti-Semitic, meaning that they were against us Jews. Although there were some illegal newspapers supporting us, they were hard to come by, and you could be punished for owning or reading them. I was frustrated whenever I read the ones that were legal, so I just gave up on newspapers.
Okay, this is my final question to you, and perhaps the toughest to answer. Describe to me your experience of the Kristallnacht, or Night of the Broken Glass. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. It's just a hard time for me to explain. It happened so suddenly yesterday. So many of my Jewish friends were killed and taken away while I hid in the corner of my store. In the mere peeks I took, soldiers were beating up Jews and knocking out their teeth. I was devastated, especially when my store was raided while I hid in the cupboard, and it was looted by the Gestapo. The worst part is that they just threw it outside and left it there. Thankfully, they missed me, or else I wouldn't be here today.
Anything else you can say?
The next day, I saw buildings with shattered windows and synagogues turned into piles of rocks. It was a disaster, as though a tornado had swept through Berlin.
I'd like to thank you for your time and thoughts about your experiences and daily life. It gave me a new view of how the Jews felt.
No problem. Hopefully I can rebuild my shop and start selling goods again.
I wish you good luck and safety from the Gestapo.